This is Fresh Air. Coming up, the director of a new offbeat film that stars Harry Dean Stanton and Crispin Glover. But first, Iggy Pop has a reputation for being one of the bad boys of rock and roll, but rock critic Ken Tucker says Pop's new album, Brick by Brick, reveals new dimensions. I want your hide, man, so don't trip me up. Shake your leg like the tail of the pup. I'm paying dues till I register heat. Sure hope I don't end up on the street. Homeboy, homeboy, everybody needs a home.
Iggy Pop is one of those legendary wild men of rock and roll who's always been a lot smarter, a lot more thoughtful than his image would have you believe. He created his legend in the late 60s with his Detroit band, The Stooges. With them, Iggy created a kind of proto-punk rock by yelling over minimal guitar chords and rolling around on stage in the glass of broken beer bottles. Since that time, Iggy has decided to make a career out of rock instead of a suicidal art statement. The result has been extremely uneven, but Brick by Brick is one of his stronger efforts.
I wanna build a house where an ad don't scream. I wanna live in peace, quietly. I wanna have a place of love and safety. People ought to live how and where they want. People ought to have respect in front. People ought to get along pretty okay. So get off my dick. I'm building it brick by brick. Brick by brick.
Blunt, often full of vulgar language, Brick by Brick is, Iggy claims, a protest album, a record full of scorn and contempt for conventional lives, like maybe yours and mine. This would, of course, be utterly insufferable if the music wasn't so fitfully good. The artwork on the cover of Brick by Brick is a nightmarish scene by the cartoonist Charles Burns. Burns does the Dog Boy comic strip for a number of alternative newspapers around the country. It's about a man who behaves like a dog. I don't think it's a coincidence that Burns has provided the cover for a guy who used to wear a dog collar on stage and has recorded songs called Dog Food and I Wanna Be Your Dog. Cartoonish notions of animalistic behavior, of submission contrasted with snarling rebellion, are a big part of what Iggy Pop is all about.
I'm sliding like a lizard on my belly and back. It's a miracle I haven't fallen through any cracks. The life on display.
There's a lot of Iggy thrashing around and yelling on this record, but there are also a few quiet moments. In the past, his ballads have tended to be terribly overstated and hokey, as if he was embarrassed to be revealing this side of himself. On this album's Moonlight Lady, however, Iggy uses that wobbly baritone of his to create a lovely piece of music.
Who's gonna tell you goodnight? Who's gonna put out the light? I love you, and love is almost crazy. Slipping through the so-and-so, over all the fields we go. Moonlight Lady.
Iggy has always attracted big names, mainstream artists who admire the risks he's taken and who want to help him cross over to the big time. A decade ago, David Bowie produced and co-wrote two albums in a row with Iggy, The Idiot and Lust for Life, both wonderfully tough yet witty records that didn't sell well. This time around, Iggy's producer is Don Was, who just helped Bonnie Raitt get into the top 10 for the first time in her life. Four cuts on Brick by Brick feature two members of Guns N' Roses, the most popular hard rock act in the country. Guitarists Waddy Wachtel and David Lindley, usually to be heard backing Linda Ronstadt and Jackson Browne, supply a few accessible riffs. And on Candy, Kate Pearson of the B-52s sings a spiraling duet with the old Igster. He'll probably never have a big hit, but at least he's expanding his range.
Iggy Pop's new album is Brick by Brick. Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.
I'm glad I am crazy. It keeps me trying. I despise the trendies. I know they're lying. If you want to stir up real mud, big guy.
This is Fresh Air.